T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
This morning's group therapy comes in the form of an email. It says, "Hey, Jen and friends, I need some group therapy. My husband's sister is the most toxic person I have ever met. With the holidays coming up, I know I'll be forced to spend time with her, but I can't do it anymore. Let me give you some examples. She knows I'm not a political person, but loves to pick fights about Trump or something random. 3 times a week, I pick up her kids from school, feed them, and even give them a bath, but she never says thank you. Mm. And lastly, last week we all went to Elton John, and she was annoyed about who knows what and just left. The worst part was she was our ride.
Wow.
When confronted about it, she said, 'Don't be so sensitive. They had Ubers available.' Wow. She says, 'My husband knows she can be a lot to handle, but I won't say anything. I can't unfriend her because she's family, but I need some help on how other people handle such a toxic person.'" All right, 404-263-0941, or you can text us. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. How do you handle toxic people?
What was her name? Rachel? Was that the name we saw in the email?
Mm-hmm.
So, quote unquote, Rachel. You know what? This is going to be an unpopular opinion. There's nothing you can do about this one, because Rachel, you married into this situation.
Mm.
And if it was your sister or your brother or your aunt, you have that family bond that you could say something. But let's be honest, mm-hmm. Rachel, you're new to the family. You're new to the situation. So, unfortunately, you got to just suck it up. And you can vent to your husband, and you can get mad and angry. There's nothing you can do about it.
Curtis, what about you? How do you handle toxic people who are in your life?
She needs to nip this in the bud now. She needs to have open, honest communication with this chick and say, "Hey, look, we have a problem. Here's this situation, and this is what happened. This is the way it made me feel." And just give A, B, C, D. Give an outline of it.
Really? You
That's
say,
what I would do.
Talk to a toxic person head on and
to
say
head on.
That they are toxic?
Exactly. I would tell them point blank, "You are a toxic person, and this is what you've done. This is how you make me feel. How can we work on this? If we can't work on this, you know what? We don't need to be hanging out."
But if it's a coworker or a friend, I completely agree. But in her case, from this email we got from Rachel, it's her sister-in-law, and I don't think there's anything she can do about
you
it.
You can cut off family. That can be cut off just like anyone else can.
Here's a text message coming in from the 404. It says, "I can relate. I think I may be the toxic person in my family." Oh, wow. Let's see if we can get this person on with us.
All right.
Would that be okay?
I
want to talk to somebody who thinks that they are the toxic person.
I agree. I want to get your details. What makes you think you are?
All right, I've got the number right here. All right, let's play Lizzo real quick.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends. We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Elisa has a hunch that she may be the toxic person in her friend group and family, and really wants you to talk straight to her. Right, Elise?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so hang on. Everybody is going to talk right to you here. Morgan in Lawrenceville, welcome to group therapy.
Hun, you just have to learn to be more selfless. The world does not revolve around you and your opinions, babe.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I mean, like I said, listen, we're family. We all know how to push each other's button. But I must say that when I was standing there alone with my foam finger and they left for the game, it really did make me think.
Because you didn't think about them being late for the game. You have to think about other people more.
Well, you know, I get it. It's just I was late. I mean, you know, they know me. They should tell me to get ready a half hour earlier, I guess. But I just,
right.
You know,
all
I
right.
mean,
I,
like
call,
I said,
I
meant no disrespect.
Okay, Elise. Krista Indicator wants to talk right to you. Hey, Krista.
Hi. I don't see anything wrong with what Elise is doing. I think she's just keeping it real. Maybe less politic talk with the family, but otherwise, I like the honesty.
You like the
Thank
honesty.
You.
It's not toxic. It's honest. Okay.
Welcome.
Says Krista Indicator. Stacy in Covington. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hi. I was just going to say, if she can keep it lighthearted,
and make a joke out of this situation, she can say whatever she wants to say, whatever is really bothering her. She's just got to approach it different, you know, with a, look at here, honey, or first of all, and just throw it out there, and she can, and it's still, she is still heard.
Thank you so much for the call, Stacey. Mark, you said that there are a bunch of calls coming in on the text line as well.
51539, Jennifer's text line. Angie from Hampton says, if you're toxic and part of the family, then you aren't family. Family are supposed to be happy and supportive of caring, nothing but peace and happiness.
Wow.
Another one coming in. My husband's aunt is hardly in our lives. I nipped it in the butt because she is so toxic, and I chose not to be around her when we had kids. You can't control your husband, but you do have the choice on whether you want to be around your toxic family.
Oh,
I completely agree with that.
But the holidays are coming. You're forced in front of these people.
And that makes it worse with holidays because you're confined to a room or in a setting with your family and friends with this toxic person. And being in the same room. So how can you get away?
You sit in the garage and eat your Thanksgiving dinner.
No, I am not. I'm going to sit proud and high on this, on my recliner, and eat and watch TV.
Okay, maybe this, people seem to be harping on the political side of all of this because, you know, we are in an election year now. So this coming in from the 770, Mike says, if you didn't focus so much on politics and had a little more respect for other people, then you wouldn't be considered the toxic person. So big shock, politics causing issues in the family.
Love that. Let's continue this conversation on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.